If you have a korban hegdish that you are chayiv, if something happens to it, you're going to have to bring another one. Like in the case where you said harei olai, if it's harei olai means you have to bring a korban eila now. No matter what happens to this animal, if it gets stolen, you have to bring another one. So kodshim that you are chayiv achrusan. Then Rav Shimon said yesh le'mayno. If you do a sale with it, you sell it and you jip the person more than a sixth or a sixth, it has a lochav eino. But v'shein chayiv achrusan. If the korban, the hegdish, is not chai bach yusan, he just said harei zu korban. If it gets lost, you don't have to buy another one. Then ain lem I know. Then that's called shakotchim. There's no pasha I know. If you sell it and you charge more than a sixth, still the sale takes place. Tona b'lon like this. Tona learned kaimed Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba in front of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba like this. Kodoshim shechai bach yusan. In a case where you have a korban that you said harei olai. That you have a chiyav achrayis, no matter what happens to it, you have to bring another one. Chayiv. Then taka yechayiv. If there is a pasha of Aino. Why? Shani karu behem b'ashem v'chichesh. Then we dash in a pasuk of b'ashem v'chichesh. So chayiv also means if you steal it and you swear false, there's no pasha here. Yeah. Here the case is that you're v'efkidon l'zeh v'kofa. You made somebody a shemer over it. And the person swore false, and then he was moida. So Charlie, is he chayiv a korban shvu or not? So we're saying now, if the kodshim is chayiv ach yusan, that's called like a liyaki Yisroel, therefore there's a regular pasha of shaymim on it. So if the shaymim swore false, he has to bring a korban shvua. Why? So the first part says, because it says, b'ashem nechichesh. But v'shein chayiv ach yusan, if you have kodshim, a korban, that you're not chayiv in achrayis, you just said, harei zu olai. They just said, this behema is a korban eila. If anything happens to it, you're potter. So whether you're not chayiv achrusan, then you're potter. Then if you gave it to somebody to watch for you, and the shayma swore false, and then he admits, there's no pasha shvus ha-shaymim. Why? A shvus korban shvua, shani korban, because I read by it, b'amisai v'chichesh. B'amisai in your friend v'chichesh, and he denied it. So Huri Marzakasha, just the opposite. Amalei kalpalaya, just the opposite. Like whenever you dash in a pasuk by misa v'chichesh, that's a swear. There is a pasha korban shvuah by your own friend, by another Yisrael. The other Torah says if you swear false and then you admit, you have a pasha to bring a korban shvuah, but not by a korban. So how can you dash in now by kodshim shechayibach shein chayibach yusan from the pasuk by misa v'chichesh? So I'm like kalpelaya, just the opposite. If chomestav, the swear is just the opposite. Turn it around. Amalek, they said back to me, so, Ismaya, should I take out this brisa, should I throw it out like? Amalek said, no, Amalek, loy, no. Hochi koma, this is what the brisa means to say. Kodoshim shechayim v'achriyuson, if you have a kodshim, that you're chayim v'achriyus, where you said harei olai, you made like a nedra upon yourself, you have to bring a korban eila. So then you set aside one behemoth for the korban eila. Now no matter what happens to it, you still have to bring it. And if so, chayiv. Then if you give it to your friend to watch for you, and he swears false, he is the pasha of korban shvua. Why? The yisrabo mi v'ashem v'chichesh. There's a riba from mi v'ashem v'chichesh, mashmer certain kodshim has the pasha of korban shvua. But v'shein chayiv ach yusai, in the case with this korban, you're not chayiv ach yusan, then potter. Then there's no pasha of korban shvua. Why? The mayit mi v'amisa v'chichesh. Because then there's a miyit. The pasuk says, when is there a pasha of you swear false on it pikodin? That you have to bring a korban shvua only mibayamisai, only by your friend, another Yisrael, but not shokotchim. We have a regular korban, that you're the owner of the korban, and you let somebody else watch it for you, and then he swears false to say that it was lost and really wasn't lost, he's potter from a korban shvua. So the kids say, that's good pshat in the Mishnah, like a b'shimin. The kotchim that you're chayiv achrusan, if it's upon you to make sure it has to be brought, then it's called like yours. Therefore, there's a parsha of korban shvua. But if the kodshim you're not chayiv achrusan, it's not like yours, then there's no parsha of korban shvua. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said on the end of the last Mishnah was, af ha-moiches sefer Torah. If somebody sells a sefer Torah to his friend, or else margolius, somebody sells diamonds, pearls, or else a behema, you sell an animal to your friend. Ein lem I know, even though I charge you a tenth more, Clay's more, I charge you a third more, I charge you more than a sixth, still there's no halacha v'ayno. That's what Yudu will soon see what the svar is. Tanya will learn. Rabbi Yudu Aymer, af ha-moicha sefer Torah ein lo ano. If somebody sold a Sefer Torah, no matter what price he charges, it's okay. Even though he's charging a tremendous amount, more than it's worth, still there's no pasha v'ino. Why? Lefi shein keitz l'domeho. There's no end to how much it's worth. A Sefer Torah is worth millions of millions. So no matter how much he charges you, it's okay. There's no pasha v'ino by a Sefer Torah. There's no case to how much it's worth. The Sefer Torah has no value. There's no limit to it. Therefore, there's no pasha v'ino. There's no limit to how much it's worth. Tehemo magolius. What's the pshat if I sell you an animal? If I sell you pearls. Ain lem I know. If ne shodim roitzel azavgon. Because a person needs it to pair off. In other words, we're talking about somebody has a whole bracelet of pearls. And he's missing one more pearl. So for him to get this one more pearl is worth a million. So even though you're charging a tremendous amount of money, it's worth it for the person. The same thing, if a person has a good animal at home, a good ox that's doing work, so he has to pair it off, have another good ox to do work. If you get him a lazy ox, so the good ox will learn to be lazy. So it's worth it for you to pay a lot of money to get another good ox. So when you're buying it to pair it off, then no matter how much she charges you, it's okay. Okay, so. Yeah. That's what it says. If that's the svaros, everything should be the same way. Anytime you buy anything, you always, because you want it. So if you buy a pen, the reason why you're buying the pen is because you need it. The reason why you're buying the watch is because you need it. So that should be a svar for anything then. You never want to get, no matter how much he's charging you, it's worth it. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Hani chashibilei, v'hani lechashibilei. No, there's a svara. These things are choshe. Rashi says v'chov lo zivugan. It means a lot to you. Like if you have a bracelet here of pearls already, one more means tremendous to you. Therefore, you're willing to pay as much as he charges you. Hu adin abehema means a lot to get another good animal. But other things don't mean that much to you. Therefore, there's a svara. The other Torah is talking about the pasha v'noah and not let it charge a sixth. Versus v'yad kama. The current Rabbi Yehuda, that a Sefer Torah and a Behemah and a Magolius, does not have a din of a sixth, but until how much are you allowed to sell it for? Omer Amem Rameimah said, Ad Kedei Demeim. Until double the amount, 100% increase, you're allowed to charge. If it's worth 100, you're allowed to charge up to 200. Tani will learn Rabbi Yehuda Ben Masei Roimer. Af HaMoich Jesus, if somebody sells a horse, V'sayif, or a knife, V'chatitum, Rashi, that's a mogen, that's a shield, V'mocham, in the middle of the war, and let me know. If a person sells you a shield that's worth $10, he charges $100, it's okay. Why? Because right now it's your life. By you buying the shield, you protect your life. It's worth for you $1 million right now. Therefore, even though he charges you twice as much as he wants, it's called worth it to you right now. There's no pasha, if I know. L'maisa, I don't think we pass like a Yehuda though. L'maisa, we don't make a difference between Sefer Torah and Behemoth and Magogos. We don't hope in this world. The Maestro, the Torah says, Loi Plug, there's a Pasha Vainoa, you're not allowed to sell something for six more. Only like the Mishnah said before, Kakoyish Doris, and Avodim, those are Yotzu Miklal Oino. But everything else is a Pasha Vainoa. Now the Mishnah says, Kishem Shoino Bemekach Omenkar. The same way when you sell and buy something, can't jip the person, is this a fraud, not to charge too much. Kachaino Bidvorim. When you talk to somebody, give somebody advice, you're not allowed to give them false advice, where you can't say bad things, you can't say things that hurt the person. You're not allowed to go into a store and ask the person, how much is this? And you don't have any intentions of buying it. You're fooling the man. By you going in and say, how much is this suit? The guy thinks, oh, I have a customer, he's going to buy my suit. And you have no intentions at all of buying it, that's an issa. There's an issa right north of Orem. You're fooling the person. You're not allowed to fool him with words either. If the person was about tshuva, you're not allowed to say to the person, remember those bad averis that you did before. That's an isser of a noise devorim. You're saying words to him that hurt him. If he's a ger, you're not allowed to say to him, remember the way your father the guy was. Because the Pasuk says,